I wanted to say that when I first met Vincent Fumo was in 1984, and I met him through a neighbor of mine who was doing campaign work for him, and she asked me to help her to do some of the things, and I did, and I went there. I didn't know him. I didn't know anything about him. Didn't even know what a state senator was, or did, for that matter. And through that period of time, I was there a lot, doing telephone calls and as a volunteer.
In 84, were you still married to Mr. Arneo?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Where were you working at that time?
I was working at a doctor's office. Okay. And it was asked of me if I wanted to take a job at the Senate office. Mm-hmm. And I said yes, mostly because of the benefits that I would get, because they explained to me the state benefits and everything, right. You know, whatever, for
a pretty good system.
Right. For my children and so forth, and I took the job. And I started there as a receptionist. And it wasn't real long after Senator Fumo had became a senator. It was like 4 or 6 years, and they were all still learning in the office the different things that a Senate office can do. And I kind of made it my business to learn and try to, and being a receptionist, you know who's, what the problems are by taking the phone calls. And so I learned, and that's how I moved up the ladder in the office, and was because I was able to help the constituency problems that were needed to be taken care of in the office. In 1991, myself along with Frank DiCicco, we went and talked about starting a street cleaning program. And
now I'm not, although I've lived in Philadelphia for the past 19 years, and I'm not, why did you have to do that? Wasn't that the city supposed to do that?
Well, what happened was city services were almost nothing at that point in time. There was no money. So they weren't being taken care of. The street sweeping wasn't being taken care of. Parks weren't being taken care of. Major issues were being taken care of, but only if they were major. So the minor things were just kind of pushed to the wayside. And we thought that by doing that, that we could help the neighborhoods. And we did. And we bought 2 machines in the first year.
Tell me something else. What was the neighborhood? What did that consist of? Can you give me a rough idea?
Well, in the beginning,
I've seen it in the trial, I remember, but I'm not sure I recall exactly what your concept was at the beginning. What was the neighborhood to consist of?
The neighborhood was the first senatorial district.
That was what it was, the boundary.
Right.
Okay.
But if you talk about the neighborhood that we worked in the very beginning, it would be our neighborhood, our South Philadelphia neighborhood, because we didn't have the wherewithal to get the big machines and everything to where they needed to go. Mm-hmm. So you would just, you know, be in the South Philadelphia neighborhoods, all the parks that are there, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt Park. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's across the street from the
cheesesteak place.
No.
What's the park across the street from the cheese?
The stadiums. Thank you. I couldn't think of that word. It's across.
What's the park across from the cheesesteak? There's a park there, isn't there? Across from Gino's and
Capitola.
Okay.
That's Capitola Park, which we did a lot of work in that park also. So in doing all of those things, it taught me how much more I could give, how much more I could do. When I moved my position in the office, that's when I actually started to interchange more with Senator Fumo. And the office was a family. Everybody knew everybody's kids. We went to each other's houses for dinner. We socialized together, not just myself and Senator Fumo, but everybody in the office, the majority of them, I should say. And it was a family, and it made me feel important. And in helping other people. When helping people, that's when I was at my happiest. And all I wanted to do was continue to help, continue to do the things that I did.
Now, what I want to learn from you, and maybe you're going to tell me, is when did you come across the, it finally come to you, idea, I'm doing something wrong here, and this money I'm spending on personal things. When did that come to you?
Well,
now, you don't have to give me the exact point, but I want you to build up to that. I want to learn when you finally, because you told me now you realize that it was the wrong way to do it. But what took you?
I want to say that going through the trial, through about the middle of the trial, when you think that things are going to be okay and they're not, and you learn and you say to yourself, okay, it was very wrong. I was very wrong in what I did. And I want to tell you today that I take full responsibility for everything I did. And I just want to tell everybody, my family, those boys that aren't working anymore, citizens who were like my children, that I'm sorry.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell me?
No.
Okay. Now, Ms. Arnaud, you may sit down, and Mr. Jacobs, you may sit down.